What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
If you were looking for a quarterback competition, Andy, I threw this out before it ever started. My hope was that Kenny Pickett or one of the rookies was just so head and shoulders above everybody else that he would be the starting quarterback. Because I'm kind of looking down the road. I'm hoping that the Browns could find somebody this year who they think might be able to be their guy for an extended period of time. That's the main reason that I haven't wanted Joe Flacco to get this gig. But I think the quarterback competition in and of itself was a failure because Pickett got hurt, so that's out. Dylan Gabriel dinged up enough that he wasn't able to play in game one, and then Shadur didn't play in game two, and it just didn't seem to come off very well to me. And it ends up with Joe Flacco being the starter, and I hope he's great week one. I hope that's wonderful. I hope he plays well all season long if he's the starter. But to me, the whole quarterback competition just turned into a big dud.
I think the quarterback competition wasn't a dud. I think that if you ask anyone what the biggest argument is in town, it's whether you like Gabriel or Sanders. And so it all depends on where you look. And, you know, the great Larry David said life is a matter of perspective. And I think we all have a kind of a different perspective on this. I do think that Joe Flacco won the job. I don't know that he had to be super impressive to win the job. And by the way, we're all going to have tape to see him this week to see how good he is. And so it could add fuel to the fire as you move forward into the season saying, oh, my God, what are the Browns doing? Depending on how much Flacco actually plays this week against the Rams, a game you can hear right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Do you think he needs to play in the preseason, though, for anybody to have an idea of what and who he is? I don't think so.
No, but I do think that he could ease your mind a little bit about this season if he goes out there and he looks terrific, if the first team offense looks terrific against the Rams or efficient. The bar in this game is efficient to excellent. If it's anything less than efficient, then I think fans are going to be calling on Monday morning going, I don't understand why Sanders isn't starting. I don't understand why Gabriel isn't starting. Both those guys look better in the preseason. But I will tell you, the preseason, and we all know this, but forget about it while we're in the middle of watching it, it is an optical illusion. How many times have you watched the preseason, got to that first game of the year, and then said, wow, that don't look anything like they did in the preseason. What was I thinking? Happens all the time.
Well, that's because they don't show what they're really going to do, and defenses don't show what they're really going to do.
And they're not playing anybody. Either team isn't really playing anybody.
Nothing Flacco can do on Saturday will affect my opinion one way or the other. I mean, Joe's a real competent pro. I just don't know that he's a winning quarterback in the NFL anymore.
If he looks bad, it's going to change your opinion. I can't imagine.
It won't, Andy. I've seen Joe Flacco play for 17 years.
Okay.
I don't need one preseason half against the Rams.
You put the 40-year-old stigma on him.
Well, I saw him last year.
Yeah, why are we putting a 40-year-old quarterback
I've seen him since he left Baltimore. I think he's okay. My point is this. If an okay quarterback is the best you have after a four-man quarterback competition, then it's a bust. And that to me is where this is. This isn't bashing Joe or anything. I think Joe's more than competent. But I was so hoping that one of these young guys would look really, really good and get you excited about, hey, maybe we have somebody here. And that still might happen. I mean, it's a 17-game season.
The only part of the story that's a bust is the fact that we didn't get to see Flacco and Pickett compete. That, to me, was the big disappointment of the preseason.
Exactly right.
That's the bust.
That's exactly right. However, in the back of my mind, and it was in the back, I was hoping that, hey, is one of these guys Russell Wilson? who's going to show up in Seattle and beat out Matt Flynn after the Seahawks signed Matt Flynn to a free agent contract, assuming he'd be the starter, that one of the rookies would just clearly look better than everybody else. That didn't happen. And that's okay. That's okay, because I think it's a stretch for guys who weren't, you know, upper echelon first round picks to do that. That said, I wouldn't be stunned if one of them is the starting quarterback by the end of the season. I just think right now, to me anyway, the whole thing is very disappointing, because I was so hoping that somebody whose age started with a two, and that's not about Joe's playing ability, it's about the future of the position for the Browns, that one of those guys would be the guy, and we'd get a really good look at a young guy and figure out, could this be the guy on an extended period?
I hope, and you know, you
still
like,
could happen.
You like looking at the long term on this thing. The best long term point that I think we've seen from the Browns so far is the fact that if Gabriel or Sanders is to be the quarterback somewhere down the road,
or Pickett.
All right, I'll give you Pickett too. If they are, it's actually, this is more about Gabriel and Sanders than it is Pickett. If Gabriel or Sanders is to be the long term starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, they're not throwing them into the fire. They're giving them the opportunity to gradually, Eric Wedge, ramp up into the season ramp up into their career.
I get that.
And you know, I always look at the Green Bay formula where, hey, you've got a good quarterback, let him go out there. But that's why I always say that I want Flacco to have this job as long as things are going in the right direction. When it doesn't work and it isn't working, it's going to be time to say goodbye to Joe again.
So you're right about the development thing, Andy, and because under normal circumstances, that's the situation. But that's why I was hoping for a Russell Wilson, you know, somebody who surprised you because he looked so effective that you had to start this guy. I was hoping for that with either Gabriel or Sanders. It didn't matter which one. I don't care. But I was hoping for that. We didn't see that yet. You know, if Flacco is terrific and can play the rest of the year, great. But, you know, I've seen Joe in situations with not real good football teams, not bad football teams, but some of them weren't terrific, since he left Baltimore. And he's looked okay. He hasn't looked great. And that's why I was hoping somebody would beat him out. Nobody did.
But
nobody
did. The other thing is, I mean, like, we're making, I mean, I know you've got to, if you're going to keep all four on the roster, then this point makes sense. What I mean, we are basing all of our information on a little three quarters of one game and three quarters. I mean, they're really on two rookies that we're basing our information. The sample size is minuscule. It's minuscule.
Yes,
it is.
But they're basing their decision on what they see in practice as well.
No, and still, even if you're talking about practice, I'm talking about practice.
No,
it's still minuscule.
I get that, but again, my point, I was hoping that somebody would pull a Russell Wilson.
But the fans are also making their decision, and we are too. Let's not hide from that. That we're making our decision based on what we saw on television in two games. And it's like, we're going to determine a quarterback's future in one game and decide, oh man, you know, Sanders is the best quarterback I've ever seen in the red zone. And oh man, Gabriel can really be great on third down. Or, the offense. I mean, we're talking about one game against another team that wasn't playing their starters in both cases.
Andy, I don't
know. I know Sanders got one against the Carolina.
Not to completely disagree with you. I'm not basing an opinion on anything. I don't have one on this. My thought was, I wanted the coaching staff to think somebody was clearly better than Joe Flacco. They clearly don't think that right now. That to me is why this is a disappointment.
You know,
I'm not going to sit here and say Gabriel should start, because I don't think he should. And I'm going to tell you Sanders should start, because I don't think he should. I don't think either one of those guys is quite ready yet. I was hoping Pickett would clearly get the chance to beat out Joe Flacco. He didn't do it. And what we've seen of Gabriel and Sanders makes me think not quite there yet. Could be by midseason, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But I was hoping Pickett would beat him out. Or I was hoping Gabriel or Sanders would look so good that they beat him out. clearly didn't happen.
I can also tell you this, that from an entertainment standpoint, and then fine that Gabriel said that, the guy who's the most fun to want to start is Sanders. Like, I can't even, I don't see any other quarterback that would, like, as a fan, I think Sanders is fun.
Andy, some people are entertainers and some are competitors.
That's right. But the story itself, you guys are laughing. The story
I got the look from Minigan.
The story itself is a great story. Like,
well, but
look, you're talking about a guy that, you know, some people thought he was going to be one of the best quarterbacks coming to the college draft. Every team passed on him. He ended up in the fifth round. He came back out. He hasn't complained boo about where he's at.
Nope.
At least publicly.
He's been terrific.
You know, he's been great at camp. He did what you asked him to do in the one preseason game that you played him. Everyone's sitting here looking at him like he's the number four quarterback. And God
which
forbid,
he is on the depth chart.
Yeah, and God forbid he walks out on the field against the Bengals. It starts. I'm not saying that this is going to happen. And looks good and helps the team win game one. Just story wise,
that's a fine storyline, Andy.
He's the best storyline there is on this team. He is
first round draft
he's
choice
fun.
In a bad draft. Goes to the team where he just trained right next door. And they loved him, and they embraced him, and then they kicked his butt right out after two seasons, despite the fact that he won 60% of his starts. And he went and won a Super Bowl ring.
And they
ring.
Had a defense, too.
He went and won a Super Bowl ring.
He could only play half the game.
And he comes to Cleveland with a chance to be the man, the first quarterback in. Then they bring in three others, and he gets hurt. But he comes back in the final preseason game, lights it up against the Rams, and is the starting quarterback in week one. Redemption written all over Kenny Pickett. There, that story. There's that storyline.
Yeah, and let me tell you the difference. You're PBS, and I'm Fox. I'm fun to watch. People are coming to me left and right. You're asking me for money during the commercials. That's the difference.
You know what's fun to watch?
Winning football.
Thank you very much.
I wore the same page.
There's the 5'10" quarterback, left-hander from Hawaii. Who plays football in Hawaii and makes it in the NFL? Not very many. And then they bring in Shedeur Sanders, the hype machine, after they draft him in the third round. But in week one against the Cincinnati Bengals, he is on the field as the starting quarterback. Oh, my God, what a storyline that is.
And that's on WB because nobody gets that channel. No one really wants to talk about it.
And then there's this channel. Yeah, there's Joe Flacco, 9-19 since he left the Ravens. He's starting. He's 40.
And that's CBS. Old. Old, traditional, stable. You know you're going to get a decent show. It's going to be all right.
Chime in. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Browns players speaking in the 11 o'clock hour.
Ooh, who will it be?
It's the big question of the day.
It's like men at work.
We hope.
Knocking at my door. Bah, bah, bah.
We hope we have some of those here. We'll see who it is. I was going to go off on a tangent, and I don't want to right now.
Why? What's the big deal?
Because
Jeff, it's only time.
Because we're cranked up here on the quarterbacks.
I'm feeling good about it.
We're cranked up on the quarterbacks. And then Kevin Stefanski speaking at 1:15. You'll have it right here on the Fan. Steve is in Lyndhurst. Hello, Steven.
Steve-O.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Do you know the last 2 years we will have two bag of quarterbacks as our starting quarterback?
Steve, your phone's terrible. You take it off speaker?
The last 2 years, okay. We didn't have two bag of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Jameis Winston and your boy Joe Flacco. Now, what did Joe Flacco do when he left the Cleveland Browns 2 years ago? He was a backup. What was he last year with Indianapolis?
Huh?
He was a backup. He backed up. Richardson started the season. He went 2-4.
Yeah.
And they benched him again.
Yeah.
So, actually, we got two. In the last 2 years, we had two backup quarterbacks. Here's the deal.
Wait, you forgot about that point where he was, like, one of the most successful guys in franchise history where he helped us get to the playoffs. Remember that?
Yeah, but he flamed out with two pick sixes the other way.
I got you. I'm with you.
But here's the deal between the two rookies. You want to know what your quarterback can do under duress. When you made uncomfortable in the pocket, how do you respond to that duress? One quarterback was able to get you two touchdowns, get you a very nice touch pass down the sideline, kept his eyes down the field. He looked poised. He looked under control. He looked like the moment wasn't too big for him when the heat was on. Because you both know that these defensive coordinators, it's just not, you're not going to sit back there and play pitch and catch. That's not going to happen. And then Saturday you had the quarterback when he was faced with duress. He panicked. He turned the ball over on a handoff, which is a nightmare. He threw the pick six the other way. It was strictly on the quarterback.
That was not strictly on the quarterback. And listen, I'm listening to everything you're saying, but just try to stay, try to be equal on this. Because I just said 2 minutes ago that I think the guy that I want to watch play quarterback is Shador Sanders. So I'm on your side for a lot of this stuff. But let's not, I mean, that wasn't 100% his fault. Should he have thrown the ball? No, he shouldn't have. But it wasn't all his fault.
Listen, it's simple as this.
Okay.
You the quarterback. You see what's in front of you. You know this offense inside and out, according to Kevin Stefanski and Barry. He knows the offense better than basically anyone on the team. So, he's well prepared. When you see four people in a box, you have to know that one of those receivers is out of place. You
all right, Steve, I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and play devil's advocate. Then you have Shador, who looked great throwing two touchdown passes, but that pass that he threw directly into the body of a defensive back who couldn't hang on to it, that was not a problem. When these guys start making great plays or big mistakes in games that count, we can start dissecting plays. Right now, Shador looked pretty good. I liked him. I thought he did a really nice job, and I want to see more. And I thought Dylan did a really nice job, made one really bad pass, but I want to see more. That's where it is. Let's start seeing these guys in games that matter, and then we can start saying this guy did this and this guy didn't do this.
So I also said that 2 minutes ago that the sample size is so small. I don't like breaking it down the way he did and the way I did just there too. It's just not fair. It's not right. Also, Dan, a new pronunciation right up there with Stepanski. It was, excuse me, Stefanski.
I like that one.
I like that one too.
That's some Stefanski offensive football right there.
That is, man. That's
we're going with
Stefanski footwork.
We're going. Steven, we appreciate the phone call. We hope Shador turns out to be incredible. We hope Dylan Gabriel turns out to be incredible.
Yes.
By God, we want Kenny Pickett to be incredible.
Incredible.
Why? Because we're tired of not having a quarterback. I'll take three. Heck, I'll take four. Heck, I'll take Jeff in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
Jeffrey. Andy, good morning.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
So I got a couple of points, but I really want to, you know, you guys got the show started off kind of hot today.
Smoking hot, baby.
Yeah, because Andy doesn't have product today, Jeff.
No product, man. My hair and head brain isn't being fried. I do have product.
Here's the thing. I do agree with both of you on your guys' points about the competition or lack thereof. I guess why it's super frustrating, and I actually feel more frustrated now than I did before camp started.
Me too.
Because you're right, Jeff. Joe and Kenny not having a true competition has screwed things up big time for us here. And why it has is because now they're talking, and I've seen it through a couple news outlets about potentially keeping four quarterbacks, right? If Kenny and Joe had a legitimate competition before the end of camp, one of those guys was getting traded or cut, period. Because you know you have two rookies at the end of the tunnel, right, who both showed some promise. My question for you guys both is this, though. With that being said, if both quarterbacks, the rookies, stat lines were flipped, what would the discussion look like right now, currently? What do you think it would look like with Shador being the fifth round pick with two turnovers? Just curious. Let's start there because that's important.
I don't think it would be much different because, honestly, though Gabriel turned the ball over twice, I'm not going to blame the handoff on him because maybe it was his problem, maybe it wasn't his problem. He and Pierre Strong talked about it. I don't know what they talked about, and I don't know where who was supposed to be where on that. And the pass he shouldn't have thrown. I thought if Sanders had played the same way Gabriel did, I would say, you know what? Shador looked really intriguing, and I want to see more. That's where I've been left with this.
And then I'll go back to the question of third down efficiency, because that's
he was really good on third down
efficiency and the ability to have the fluidity. Maybe I don't know if that's the right word.
The
way the offense looked with Gabriel early on, I thought that was just as impressive.
Yeah, so there's a reason I brought up the turnover, guys, and I'll let you guys go. 7 out of the last 9 seasons for the Browns, we've had a negative turnover differential. With that being said, and this season encapsulates all of this, if the defense does what we're predicting or hoping it's going to do, playing at a higher level again this year, we've got a guy like Joe going out who freely throws the ball, right? So if we're not going to be on the positive side of the turnover differential, this season's not going to matter anyways. We could win 3 games. But, hey, if we keep these games close and we're on the plus side, Joe might get us 7 or 8 wins. You know, I don't want to see Joe the whole season. That's the biggest problem. I'd rather see Kenny, even though who knows if we're ever going to see him suit up, or these rookies. It's just frustrating, guys. Love the show as always. Appreciate the feedback.
It is kind of a headache. The Browns created this mess by having 6 quarterbacks here. So.
No, they didn't. They created it by not having one that they wanted to start.
Yeah, I just said that. The Browns created this mess. You're right. You just repeated what I just said.
They're looking for one to start. That's the deal. Roger is in Aurora, home of Green Men. What's up, Roger?
Sure.
Yeah, G-Men. I would like to see the G-Men maybe start.
Take your coach.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that might not be as ludicrous as you think because he would be a great assistant coach in the NFL.
Okay, right? Let's go, Roger. What do you want to talk about?
Does it want to talk about Mahalik? All right, I'll keep going.
You can't look, this whole thing with Watson, they might as well put Watson in to see how he would play. If he started lighting things up, maybe that money was worth it, play him. But that wasn't going to happen. This is all the owner's fault. And you can't fire him, so...
Say it, Roger. Knows, they screwed up by letting Baker Mayfield go. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in this mess. Say it.
Yes, yes, they did.
There it is. Top 10 quarterback, most things you read right now.
I don't blame Baker for being upset, but who did that?
I do. He could have been a little more mature. He says that. He said it. He just needed to take a deep breath after he saw they took a run at Watson, and Watson said, no!
Roger, thank you. Tell your cousin Frank and Kent we said hi.
Oh, you're calling him
up. Raymond is in Brimfield. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This whole thing is so exhaustive.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's just exhaustive. And Jeff, I'm going to, agree with you on most of this. There's 4 quarterbacks currently competing. We can count Hundley if you want. So, or in the room. There's one of them who has the prototypical size, above average athletic ability, and his age is in the 20s. That's Pickett. Unfortunately, he got hurt. Okay? I'm pretty sure, and we've talked about, and Jeff, you've talked about, Pickett's the guy you kind of wanted to see who might have been able to do something.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But he got hurt.
We wanted to see it anyway, Raymond.
Yeah, we wanted to see it anyway. And you still may. And you know what? Here's the thing. I think the Browns do, too. So here's the thing that's exhausting, especially with the rookies. So with Sanders has been 14 in the spring, entire camp. Even though he's been lauded by the press, even though he's been lauded by fans of how great he is and how bad Gabriel is. So this is what amazes me. But he's still 4th. Why is he 4th? So he comes his first preseason game, and Stefanski's offense is based on motion. Historically, 50% of the time, it's pre-snap motion. What do they do with Sanders? 27%. So then we get Gabriel's healthy enough. He comes in, and what do they do with the pre-snap motion? 49%, close to the average. So I'm sorry for everybody who thinks they're smarter than NFL teams and everything else. and are going to be GM someday, both in the press and everywhere else, he can't run their offense yet. He can't. Otherwise, he would have moved up the depth chart. Otherwise, he would have run more motion in that offense, which is more Stefanski's offense, in his preseason game. So just give it up. The NFL deemed him a fifth-round pick because he has flaws. Gabriel, all we heard about was he was so overdrafted. Until we find out, third round, Miami trades out, and they were looking at Gabriel. And then Mike Silvers comes out with a piece that, yeah, they got trade offers for Gabriel after Sanders was drafted, and Albert Breer is on your station all the time, says, yep, that happened in the fourth round.
Raymond, wrap it up, bud. We got to go.
Okay, so basically what I'm saying is I want to see Pickett and give it a rest on Sanders. He's a low-round pick.
At least for now, Raymond, at least for now. But now he's a Cleveland Brown, and let's see if he can develop. Let's see if Gabriel can develop, and let's see what Dan has to say.
A little bit of news coming out of the NFL. Gentlemen, the Colts have announced that Daniel Jones will be their week one starter. Week one starter for the Indianapolis Colts, Daniel Jones.
All right. The guy who
thought that was going to happen yesterday.
Didn't work in New York, even though some Giant fans weren't happy when they cut him. We'll start ahead of Anthony Richardson, who is a top five pick for the Indianapolis Colts. Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, covers the Browns next here on Baskin and Phelps.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.